Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. And so today you're going to be talking about the Osage City Fair going on?
We are. I'm so excited. The summer's quickly passing us by in the Frontier District, but I am always excited to start fair season. It's a crazy, hectic time for all of us, but it's one of the most joyous times for me throughout the year. So next Wednesday, July 7th, we will actually be kicking off the first Frontier District Fair in the district, and that's going to be over in Osage City. So I encourage any of you and all of you to come out to Osage City and support the 4-H'ers and all the hard work that they've done throughout the year on those projects. You know, it really highlights what they've learned throughout the year within their project area, and it helps support them. So, but on Wednesday is entry day. So we have all exhibits coming in from 8 to 11. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll have a weigh-in there of the animals, the livestock. At 1 o'clock, we do close the buildings and the exhibit halls for judging of all indoor exhibits. We also have, starting that date, 1 o'clock, the dog and pet show, which is so fun to watch. And that's there in their community building, so it is air-conditioned, if that makes a difference to you. That evening, also at 5 o'clock, we have the 4-H clothing style review. So the kids were judged a week or so ago on their clothing. They will find out that night how well they did, and you will get to see some top-notch outfits from some of our 4-H'ers. At 7 o'clock that evening, we have the Peterson Brothers Entertainment, and it's there on their football field in grandstand area. Then on Thursday, July 8th at 9 a.m., we have the Sheep and Goat Show. At 11:30, we start with our Rabbit and Poultry Show. That evening, they have a pie baking contest. So if you're a pie baker, they have check-in and registration from that from 5 to 6:15. Also that evening on Thursday, we have the Bucket Calf Show and Dairy Show at 6:30. Then at 7 o'clock starts the 4-H Beef Show. That evening, for additional entertainment, at 7 o'clock, they have a talent show. Then on Friday, July 9th at 8 a.m., or 9 a.m., excuse me, we have the 4-H Swine Show. At 3 o'clock that afternoon, we have the livestock judging contest. So any kids that want to come together and judge some classes of livestock, beef, sheep, swine, and goats, we're going to get those together and have some classes for them to work through and then give reasons on. Friday evening is kind of a big evening there. They have their parade downtown, and this year's theme is Hometown Heroes. Also, there's a celebrity pie eating contest that night at 7:30, as well as Barnyard Olympics. And then at 8 o'clock that evening, for those of you who enjoy the Demolition Derby, that will be on the west side of the football field. Then on Saturday, July 10th, they kind of wrap up the fair at 9 a.m. with the 4-H Round Robin Showmanship Contest. So those that have won in their showmanship portion, whether it's beef, sheep, swine, goat, or horse, and they have an opportunity to come together and show each other's livestock and see who the best overall showman is. So that's always a fun event to go to. They have better races at 10. From 10 to 3, they have a craft show inside the community building. At 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., they have inflatables for all ages, and that's on the east side of the community building. From 12 to 3, they have Touch a Truck event on the West football field. And I might also mention that all 4-H exhibits are released from 12 to 3 that day. That evening, from 4 to 8 in their community building, they'll have bingo. They'll have a cornhole tournament at 4:30. And at 6:30 is a 4-H livestock sale. At 8:30, they'll have homemade ice cream social. And at 9 o'clock, Brick Horse Band Entertainment will be performing on the stage on the east side of the community building. And then at 10 o'clock, to kind of be the capstone of the Osage City Fair, they're going to do a fireworks display. So I'd encourage you to come out. They have great air-conditioned buildings, lovely facilities, and it's going to be a great time to watch the 4-H'ers and all that they've done throughout the year.
All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun stuff coming up, so looking forward to that. Thank you, Janae. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.